Whenever they reached a station, however, he was miraculously awake and alert. Laidlaw and Murray knew the truth. Since they were fond of Grint, they overlooked his weakness, and never for a moment considered reporting him. As the train rumbled on, it approached a point where it had killed a lamb a week earlier. Driver and fireman were unaware of what had happened. It was different when they hit a cow or a horse. Large animals could derail a locomotive, but a spring lamb offered no resistance. It had been sliced open effortlessly. Laidlaw waited until Murray had shoveled some coal into the firebox.
"Have you set a date yet, Dougal?"
"Isn't he down to me?" said Murray gloomily.
"Well, has your lassie set a date? If it were left to Annie, we'd have been wed years ago. It's her mother as dragging her heels. She says that Annie's too young to marry."
"When a lassie has a shape on her like Annie Bray," said Laidlaw with a chuckle of approval, "then she's good and ready, take my word on that. You'll have to run off to Gretna with her. Dinna think it hasn't gone through my mind."
"What's stopping you, man?"
"I need to save a wee bit more first.
Marry now and save later. That's a fine thing for you to say, Jock," said the fireman, jabbing him with a grimy finger. "No woman has managed to..."